Welcome to the ITSP Magazine Podcast Network. You are about to listen to the After 40 podcast with Dr. Deborah Heiser. Whether you're seeking inspiration, guidance, or a fresh perspective on the rich possibilities life offers after 40, this podcast is your go-to source.
Welcome to After 40. If this is your first time here, welcome. I can't wait for you to meet our new guest today. Please take a listen to the previous episodes. And if you've listened before, thanks for coming back. I think you're going to be really excited to hear from Fred Klein today. Fred Klein is the networking maven. We're talking about networking today, and he's going to talk about Gotham City networking and why he started it, why it matters to people to network after 40. And he can also tell you a little bit about his work with the Mentor Project and all of the other endeavors that he's involved in lately. So Fred, welcome.
Thank you. So what's the name of this program?
This is the After 40 podcast.
So that means that you're getting twice your benefit today with me.
Yes. How old are you, Fred?
82.
Wow. That's amazing, because I can't believe how much you do before 8 o'clock in the morning as an 82-year-old. So tell us a little bit about you, Fred, and where are you right now?
I'm in Key West, Florida. I'm defined as a snowbird. We're down here from January until Cinco de Mayo. And my wife is looking forward to going home, and I'm not looking forward to it. And I understand we're going to talk about networking, and I did a little research. So networking, and then I'll tell you about myself, is the action or process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. So I'm a labor and employment attorney representing management. And in 1997, in the 20th century, I founded, along with my partner, Nancy Schess, Gotham City Networking, which is based upon the principle, as your mother taught you, it's better to give than receive. But we linked it with, but what goes around comes around. And we've actually trademarked that. That's our mantra. Is Gotham a social / business networking group or a business / social networking group? I prefer the social, because I think the social is the fuel that garners business. People do business with people they like. So there was a question.
Yeah. Tell me, so you founded Gotham City Networking. Why? And what do you get out of it? And what can others get out of it?
Well, I founded it because a friend of mine asked me to go to a networking meeting. And a lot of people are naturally shy and or the imposter syndrome. And I asked him, what is a networking meeting? He says, everyone meets for breakfast, go around the room. We say who we are, what you do, and what's a good lead for you. And I said, I can't go. He said, why? I said, because I'm a marathon runner and I have to run 5 to 10 miles every morning and I don't have the time for it. So he said something to me, which I'll, you know, resounds to this day. He said, I'm asking you as a matter of professional courtesy to come. And I said, oh, you're using the kryptonite on me. Because lawyers always engage in professional courtesy. And a matter of fact, anybody, when they have a last resort, when they're legalized begging, they should say, I'm asking you as a matter of courtesy to do something. And usually they'll melt. But anyway, I went to the breakfast and I was very nervous. And I saw the wave of conversation approaching me and my heart was pitter-pattering like a rabbit's. And I heard myself say when my turn came, I'm a labor and employment attorney representing management, and a good lead for me is anyone that has employees. And I was done. I had exercised my obligation to my friend as a matter of courtesy. At the end of the breakfast, the narrator or the leader came up to me and said, "You were terrific. Am I allowed to curse? Oh, no."
I prefer not.
Okay. So he said, "You were terrific." And I said to myself, "You're full of beans." But I said a different word. And I went on my merry way and I went back to work. And he started prospecting me and calling me as if I was low-hanging fruit. And finally, I said to him, my father once said, if you're going to be in a circle, you want to be the hub of the circle and not on the periphery. So if you will form a new networking group around me and comp me, I might consider it. He hung up the phone on me because I showed chutzpah or whatever you want to translate that to. And I went into my partner, Nancy Schess's office and said to her, we're forming a networking group. She said, what's a networking group? I said, I have no idea. This was my experience. And we took a flyer, and we like to say that we had a no plan plan, and we were like counterpunches. We were reacting to the situation. But we were very fortunate. At the time, I was treasurer of the Friars Club, and the Friars Club had this beautiful building and this image and all these people. And that was a natural draw. And in the end, we have right now, after a recession caused by the pandemic, we have 17 groups. We have lawyers groups, female groups, green group, you name it, we have it. We have so many bells and whistles. On May 19th, we're going to have a battle of the bands. And the winner gets to play a showcase at iconic Cafe Wa. And if you ask me, it's better to give than receive, but what goes around comes around. So if I do something for you and you do something for someone else, it may hopefully inure by going around to my benefit. And what do I get out of it? I've been very fortunate in my life. And at this point in my life, I get something which I call psychic compensation, which is a fancy way of saying it makes me feel good. It's a long answer, but
I love it. So how, when you guys formed, you and Nancy formed Gotham Networking, how many people joined up right away?
We had about 10 people. We had a tinker, a tailor, a candlestick maker. And I'll never forget our first meeting in a small room at the Friars Club. And we said, you know, this is never going to work. I mean, what are we going to do? But, you know, we weren't quitters. And again, the venue drew a lot of people. And by giving it and showing empathy and giving people their dignity and recognizing them, it started to grow. And it got to the point where it was really very big. And we're always conscious of not, we charge dues, but we try to be economical. We don't make any money on it. And we hope that the members get both business and social compensation.
How many members do you have now?
We have probably around 250, but we're going through a growth spurt. And in fact, we're on a membership drive, and there is usually an application fee. We've waived that. We have a new group, which is called the Zoomers. My granddaughter, who you know, Maggie, is in there, and we're not charging them any dues for the first 6 months. And we're trying to pass it on and teach them the secrets of the universe, if you will. For me, they work.
I've seen you in action. I see how it works. You really are the best networker around. And I think that just from watching you do it, you build deeper relationships from your networking. It isn't an exchange that ends at that moment. And I wonder if you have found that you've gotten closer friends or anything social that has come from networking.
Well, it's interesting. I'm a social person, and people, either they hate me or they like me. It's an acquired taste. But, you know, people like me, and I want to help them. I don't say, how can I help you? But if I hear somebody has a daughter that next door here, and she's a junior in high school, and her mother told me that she's found a new passion. She wants to be a stage manager. Oh. So I immediately thought of our Samantha, and I spoke to Samantha yesterday. I can't help myself. I said, there's this young woman. Could she possibly talk to you? And she said, of course. And that's just an example that happened within the last 24 hours of this natural desire to be of help, to be of use.
So I know that networking is one of those things that we can engage in midlife and later that can bring us more business. Obviously, we can help others who are starting out. But the component that most people don't realize exists is that social connection. And here you are making new connections, but, you know, with other people, but it's the social connection that you don't always get from every other interaction. And sometimes in midlife, we're at the point where our space opens up and we have more time for socializing. It's the point where maybe kids are grown. We just have a little bit more room because our jobs aren't as demanding. And a networking group can be used for something other than just trying to get new business. And I've seen you doing that, using your real gift for networking for social good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that I was thinking about, I'm in a number of organizations. I'm in the Mentor Project, which is a very laudable, distinguished group of people. I'm involved in Gotham. I'm involved with a law firm, and I'm involved with People for Peace. And I know that I am doing significant work, but one of the things I've been thinking about is I no longer need to be given credit for things. It used to be that, you know, if you do something, you want to be acknowledged and you want to be given credit. But there have been instances in the last months where I haven't been given credit, and I make a note of it, but I don't ask for credit. You have to rise above pettiness or foibles. And the Mentor Project opened up a whole world for me. And the person that is the founder of that group has encouraged me to do good work.
Well, you do good work. You've always done good work, Fred. And I'm really excited to be able to let people know about Gotham, but any networking organization as well, as an opportunity for midlife, because most people think that if you're already established in your job, you don't need to network. And they're wrong, because not only for your job, maybe to grow it in some way, but for your social connections, so that you have more meaningful connections in your life, a networking organization can bring that for you. And you've done that beautifully. I've been able to see you navigate it. Do you have any recommendations for anybody?
Well, one of the things that people face after 40 is it's a youth-oriented society. Some people have a need to remain relevant. And some people have a need to pass on a legacy. And as I said before, to be of use. But you can't get ahead in life lying in bed with the covers over your head. You have to be out there. My father always used to say that. So again, going back to my psychic compensation, the more you do, the more good you do, it sometimes it comes back, sometimes you're frustrated, but it's not boring. And what I like to do is take care of business.
I love that.
That's TCB. That's Elvis.
You have the best t-shirts.
Huh, yes.
You do. So, Fred, I'm really excited that I got to talk to you today, and I'd like to just ask one last thing of you. Can you tell me how people can reach you if they'd like to reach you, and if you have one parting word of advice for anyone?
Well, they could reach me through you. How's that?
Okay.
And my parting piece of advice is, you can't get ahead laying in bed with the covers over your head. You have to get out there and be active. And everyone that you know, you should consider yourselves all part of the same tribe.
Very good advice. So if anyone would like to reach Fred, please leave a message in the comments and I will get it to Fred. Thank you,
Fred. Debbie.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the After 40 podcast with Dr. Deborah Heiser, part of the ITSP Magazine podcast network. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then add this show to your favorite podcast player, subscribe to the ITSP Magazine YouTube channel, and share the ITSP Magazine podcast network with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to connect your brand to our conversations and our audience, visit itspmagazine.com to learn how to sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey.